Yes, that's right. It is Farmer Friday. And yes, I know I got to ad lib a few things this morning, but you know what? We are still here and we are doing it. So, saying another good morning, another great Friday, and a grand rising to my guy, Farmer Wayne. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
As well, you know this. Oh, well, I was going to say it's presented by Swanson Family Farm. I can't forget saying it's presented by Swanson Family Farm. Okay. Now.
We appreciate it, but yeah. you done made me get into something. So,
what now, you got?
As a kid who, on a clear day after it rained, if I was up in the attic, looking out the window to the north side, I could see the Ben Franklin Bridge, the top of it.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say, as a guy who did everything in Philly, Camden, and you're going to do some music, one, I'm a Hawks fan. When the Sixers traded Mo Cheeks back in the day, I was done with them.
Wow.
Same thing with the Eagles. When the Eagles traded, they let Mike Quick go, I was done with them. I was like, all right, man, y'all, the way they did Mo Cheeks, I remember watching the news, and Cheeks had to drive around the block because he just found out from the newscaster, the reporter, that he got traded. And we talking about one of the all-time greats. So, yeah, I'm a Hawks fan. I mean, I'm a Hawks fan. I'm pulling for the Hawks. But musically,
yeah.
Since you're doing this, I'm going to need you to drop a little Tough Crew. I'm going to need you to drop some Schoolie D. Even though they in jail, they shouldn't have done what they did. Three Times Dope, Stet, and a little bit of Cool C. That's just, you know, from our era.
Right.
So when you get to that. But let's get to what we're talking about. So many of you know that I have an old farm dog. Her name is Bitsy.
Mm-hmm.
Itsy Bitsy. She's a midget mastiff. But she has all the heart in the world, all of the smarts in the world, and a good part of what we do with the smaller animals wouldn't be possible if Bitsy didn't take on sometimes packs of coyotes, foxes, raccoons, and get scarred up so that we could still sell eggs, so that our baby chicks didn't die, so that our lambs didn't die. But I'm growing now because we've been successful in some spaces, and I want to talk, this is a little bit of an adjacent point to our parasite or partner.
Mm-hmm.
So Bitsy is my partner, but I've grown. But I would not have grown if it was not for Bitsy. So I hear a lot of people saying, hey, look, I outgrew them, so now I'm not going to deal with them at all. And on my farm, I think that that's the wrong thing to do. Yes, I've outgrown Bitsy. Her role as a guardian, she can't fulfill that role. She doesn't have the legs. She's like 10 years old. She can bark and she can let people know what's going on. But if she runs up against a young predator that wants to take that chance, she might lose that fight. Mm. So in business, a lot of times we'll do business with somebody to help us get on.
Right.
And we'll be wanting everything and being right there until we hit our lick. Everybody's going to hit a lick. Mm. Everybody's going to grow. It is only the righteous that will grow with the people they started with. I'm not saying that you have to keep them in your business, but it's the right thing to positionally give them something that can still benefit them. You used everything they had, and I'm not saying don't. I'm saying use it. When God put people in place, use them. Use their skills. That's what they're there for. I don't mean in a parasitic mode. I mean, and you have a skill set that I don't have, I'm going to pay you fairly for that. But there's going to come a time where you're going to outgrow that person. And what we've done with Bitsy is we've given her the role of training a new puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And we put her in position now where she still gets to bark at some things from time to time. I think she understands that it's a ceremonial position.
Mm-hmm.
I think she understands her role now. She's got an elevated role. So she has a big cushion in her crate. She can go where she wants to go in the house. She's trained well. She knows how to represent us well. So I'm not so naive or so vain that I'm going to talk about how I've passed up and passed over the people that helped me get to where I am today. I think that's very short-sighted, and I think that it is very disingenuous, because everybody wants to act like they hit a triple when people put them on third base. And a lot of businesses, that is the case. So as you examine your relationships, when you grow, Morris Brown College, when you grow, don't forget the people that work with you when nobody else would. Business people, that doesn't mean that they have to be in your boardroom. That doesn't mean that they have to be, you have to write them, but put them in position to do their own thing. You now have you got the spotlight. I have the spotlight. Swanson Family Farm is hot right now.
It is.
I'm putting other farmers on. There is no such thing as competition. Now, if you want to say, hey, I'm going to be in these zip codes and I'm selling beef, well, maybe we're not going to do business, because you should come up with something else. I'm not saying competition is bad, but try to do it your way. Don't do it my way. But the people that helped me along the way, if they call me and they have a need, I'm going to help. I'm going to use my platform to help them make money the way they helped me shine. And it irks me something terrible when I hear people say, and you're not talking, I'm not talking about like a street thing or a thing where you didn't used to read and you hung with a bunch of people who didn't read and now you're reading, so you're around, your circle includes readers. That's a different thing.
Right.
I'm talking about the people who stand on the shoulders of someone else's hard work, don't want to acknowledge it, and don't want to be a good partner when it's the other person with their hand up. So Bitsy right now has her hand up. She's older. She's like, man, I need a little, I think I'm gonna need a special diet now. Can you help me? I did a lot for you. I could be like, no, I got this new puppy. This new puppy is shiny, does everything I wanted. It runs around. You know, I now know a little better, so I bought a better quality puppy. So I got better quality friends. I got better quality business associates. So do I just leave her? Tie her out back somewhere? No. Because everything is cyclical. The way I came up is the way I'm going to come down. And I'm going to see those same people. And I want to make sure that my relationships are more important than dollars. Listen to me. Relationships are more important than dollars. You can have all the skill set, all the talent, all the technique, all the equipment in the world. If you don't have relationships, you can't make any money.
Brother, continue to speak, man. Please speak. Continue.
And believe you me, the people that are watching you now, as I get into these higher opportunities, they're watching how I treat the people who used to come on and talk on my page and who used to always say, no matter what, I'm buying it. I'm there. They're watching how I treat those people.
Right.
Am I still treating them with reverence? Because they're the client base that allowed me to be where I am now. Yes, we do. We will not stop that. We do a lot of stuff off air that is behind the scenes helping people eat. An example today, we were actually in the gas station this morning. Getting some coffee, and we saw a homeless lady. I knew she was going to steal the coffee. You could see her. You could see she was tormented.
Right.
But clearly she didn't have the money. So I know she heard me at the register say, I'm buying three. and she walked out. I didn't need to make a stink about it. I didn't need to take a picture. I didn't need to say, oh, look how great I am. That's not the business that I'm in. It's my local store, my neighborhood store. I don't want it all tore down and ran. So I paid for the, it's an extra dollar and some change. That's the same Swanson that when he didn't have anything but could give you a pound of ground beef, that was that same guy. So in these, in the farming business, I am hot right now. I am trying my best to put other farmers on, but I'm also trying not to take advantage of the people who helped me get to where I am. I'm busy as a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest.
Ooh. Wow. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. I also like that analogy, by the way, but go ahead.
Yeah. I had to clean it up for the radio.
Right. I know the words you would have said. Go ahead.
So, in your relationships and business, please, we're not talking about being a street person and leaving the people that you used to do dirt with. We're talking about making sure that you keep influence. You don't even have to give them positions. Just allow them to benefit from your influence. We're not talking about haters. We're just talking about, for whatever reason, you're up. It's your turn. What fun is it for me to be up if the guy that I was working with before can't afford it? His trailer is broken. He can't afford a trailer. So we can't, if we decide to take horses somewhere, he can't go. What's the point of having friends that can't go on vacation with you through their own volition, through their own pocketbook? Why do you want to be the only person that's up? What's that say about your character? You're not a sprinter. You're not going out for the Olympic trials. If this was the Olympics, you need to come in first. This isn't the Olympics. Who wants to be alone? And these new people, most cases, only want you because you're shiny and you have something they want. You look good. You're hot right now. So I have to be very aware. I'm hot right now. So these big farm operations and restaurants, they just call me because I'm hot. I'm the same guy with the same product 2 years ago. So, no, I'm not going to give up on my mom and pop shops to fill these bigger orders. Because when I came to you 2 years ago, y'all said no. But these people stuck with me. So stick with the people that helped you build. Even if it's a ceremonial, give them an opportunity to speak. They will speak highly of you because they helped build you. And if that makes you uncomfortable, to know that somebody helped build you, maybe you were the parasite in this situation. You're not the partner you think you are. If you have to say stuff like, that's easy, I can do that. I could have done that without you. No, you couldn't.
Wow.
Because you didn't. You didn't. Yeah, you needed a spring, like most people in this thing called life need. And you needed a spring, you got a spring. Don't act like you didn't get it. And that's for my school, Morris Brown College. That's for business. That's for 1026. That's for Swanson Family Farm. Acknowledge the people that helped you in your time of need. Revere them. So my Bitsy has a place of reverence. And Charmaine went and bought that daggone dog a little kennel, a kennel that's the size for a Great Dane. Bitsy ain't but 40 pounds. But she loves it. Because, dogs like a nice little hole to be in.
Right.
But it's open, so she just can go in there, hang out on her little mat, and come out when she wants to come out. And we're going to put a bell on the door. She'll touch it when she's ready to go out, and she can do what she want to do. But that's because she helped me get to where I am. So I'm going to revere her. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, after I've done it. Oh, yeah, I could have done that without her. There's no such thing because you didn't do it without her. So the people that are saying, oh, yeah, Morris Brown Kyle, we would have came back without having a big telethon. No, you didn't do it.
Right.
So revere the people.
Yeah, the over the last 20 years, they haven't. You're right. Yeah,
show reverence. And then that'll show the other people that you're coming into partnership with how good of a partner you are. That's the Morris Brown College that I know. Not the one that went under. That's the one that I know. My class was the biggest class to come into Morris Brown College in 1991.
Speak on it.
And things were tracking very good. So I'm excited. I don't want you to be a parasite, but revere those people who gave you a hand up. Talk about them. Put them out front. Help them do bigger things because they're only going to help you again.
Right.
They're only going to help you again. They helped you when you had nothing. People helped me when I had nothing. So if they decide they want to get into this business, the phone call I had yesterday, I said, look, man, you tell me when you are ready and I will buy those cows. You don't have to go looking for them, looking for a sale. I'm going to buy them. And then once you get to a point that you can process your own and you can put it out there to eat, you're on a whole different side of the state than I am. There ain't no competition. There's millions of people in between us. But I'm going to buy your cows until you're ready to do that next step. And hopefully by then, I'm a broker. So you can have that space. Because you allowed me to do this, I'm another step up. And then not only will I be selling my brand, I'll sell your brand as well.
Man. You're speaking to us today. You're speaking to us every Friday. But still, today, it's that one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Take care of people that took care of you.
Right. I like the fact that you went back to the partner versus parasite thing. And because it's really important for people to understand the concept of that. A lot of people really miss that. They just kind of skirt around and miss it. But nobody nails it down better than you, period. Because the thing is that when you're in business, you gotta be aligned. You gotta be aligned together.
You have to be.
You have to be.
And not that one does person not mean can make it
more than
all
other.
Dots connect.
Right.
That means in the areas that they have to connect, they must connect. And then they're divergent courses.
And even with that, those divergent courses, we all still rise together.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And then, and again, it's important to acknowledge. I know who kind of inspired me on that. And I do it. But I watched a little video where Jay Williams was talking about the people who, when he first came out, was like, yeah, man, we're going to keep you from getting in these streets. What can we do to help you? They introduced him to real estate. And he reverenced them. I watched another one that always stuck out to me was Steve Harvey. When he was homeless, this couple would help him out.
Yeah, that's right, at the furniture store.
Yeah, yeah. And how I knew it was real, the way he broke down when he saw them.
Yeah.
And the only thing he could get out at the time was, I've been looking for y'all.
Right.
So, yeah, man, I do not forget the people that helped me when I was beginning or when I was struggling or when I was broke. Like, I know everybody may not know, 2 years ago, I was flat broke. like tens of dollars in the bank. I ain't even have hundreds of dollars. Tens. It's different today. Because I've never been poor. I've been broke. I took my little day and slept all day and woe is me. And the next day I got up and got my behind back at it. What I got to do?
Yeah.
Who do I need to talk to? And I had to take a tongue lashing from my brother, my buddy. We went to Morris Brown College together, been down since we was 18 years old. And when I say he cussed me out up and sideways and down, he was like, why would you make that deal? Why didn't you say something to somebody so we could all look at it together? That's the kind of ass whooping I got. You got people like that in your corner. Mm-hmm. Are you capable and comfortable enough to take that correction? And notice he didn't say you dumb, you stupid. He was like, why didn't you talk to somebody so that we can go over it together?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all stop doing these things on you. There's legal counsel, there's accountants, and you want somebody to tell you that's a dumb deal. Don't do it.
Mm.
You want that. You don't want people to be like, oh yeah, go ahead, do it. So I'm
you don't
excited.
Want people to
so
just much. tell you that, like, they're yes people.
Right. And that's one of the guys, man, that I credit with helping me get through. Because not only after that, he was just like, yeah, man, I was saving money for X, Y, and Z. I think what you're doing is revolutionary. I'm going to write you a check for this. And I'm going to watch, and we're going to see what you do. And then I'm going to call you when I'm ready for my money.
Mm.
And that was about 3 years ago. And the other day, he was like, hey, my wife's about to buy a new car. I'm ready for that check.
Hmm. Hmm.
And Farmer Wayne stopped everything he was doing and went to Charmaine and said, hey, X, Y, and Z is ready for that check. Can you write it? I'm leaving now.
Hmm.
She was like, well, shouldn't you take a shower first? Nah. I'm going dirty. I'm going when I needed it.
He said he going gutter. He going grizzly today.
Yeah, man. When I needed it, he didn't. There wasn't no
exactly.
Well, let me come.
Let me clean it up a little bit. Yeah, it wasn't none of that. It was just I'm going now.
He said to me, "Come get this check.
Like now. Don't wait.
Yeah, today." So I'm gonna. You know how people always say keep that same energy.
Yeah.
I kept that same energy.
Simple as that.
I was dirty. I was working in a barn, cleaning out stalls, and I know I stunk. And I was like, yeah, no. This is one of the people who, when I was down, helped build me up business-wise. So, no, keep that same energy. I'm not about to be a parasite.
Mm.
I wasn't about to have some reason why I can't get. I got gas. Car works. There's no reason why I'm not going to keep the same energy to give him this. So then pay it forward a few years. I get a phone call. Hey, man, I bought a piece of property. Yeah, congratulations, man. What you going to do with it? All this farm stuff you've been doing. Look, it's an acre and a half. It's at an intersection. We're going to do X, Y, and Z, but I want you to put a store there. It's in Milton, Georgia. And I was like, what are you talking about? What do you mean put a store? Yeah, this is one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in America. There is no farmers market type of store here. I think you should put a store here.
Mm-hmm.
A small store. Okay. And that's that when you handle people correctly without, you know, counting their pockets and knowing what they're into, there you don't know who's thinking about you.
Right.
Or who's trying to put you in a better position So I learned that if you call me, if you call me, you, and you need something, I'm probably going to drop everything because you gave me this access to this platform and run. And that's we talking about needs. We're not talking about wants. Like, I'm not, I don't hang out. I'm not the hangout guy. But I mean, if 2 o'clock in the morning you call me on the side of the road, I'm there. I may not come to all the functions. But life in danger, I got you.
Absolutely. And we got your back too. You know what? You know we got your back.
Man, I appreciate it, man. And I'm
Absolutely.
at the final stages, man. Today, I'm actually sitting in the Home Depot parking lot. I got to get three more breakers, and then I got all my lights and stuff done, and we can start actually moving in. We live there, but we ain't moved
Ah,
in.
gotcha. But you know what though? The progress has been it's just been amazing. I mean, we're watching it unfold on, if you follow Swanson Family Farm, you're seeing the progress. You're seeing the progress. So now it's time to move in. I know you're feeling good. I know you're feeling good right now.
I am feeling great, man. Feeling great because organically, things are happening. And even like I don't like not telling the truth to people. So there's an opportunity for me to do what we call sourcing some things. So a guy called me and I said, "Hey man, does it bother you if I source this? Because I just can't raise enough. I can't." He was like, "Absolutely not." He said, "I'm calling you because I see that you're an expert in this field. So if you're, I'm hoping that you're leveling up, and that I imagine you can't do everything yourself." So I said, "Thank you, sir. I appreciate that." And while I'm on the phone with him, his order came over. I was like, okay, this is what we've been building for. And this is what another person to me said, "Man, just be the expert. Stop worrying about these people that want to show pictures and they want to show every little teeny success. No, be the expert." And in these, I am the expert
That's what I'm talking about.
in my field.
That is
All right, man, I
what.
know that was a lot.
No, I'm vibing, please. But and I know we're coming. We got 2 minutes left to the top of the hour. Just tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, and connect with the farm.
Swanson Family Farm on all platforms. Swanson Family Farm LLC.com for your orders. And for June, which I think we just sold out, we're trying something new. Like I said, I sourced a grain fed. We're a grass-based operation, but a lot of customers wanted grain finished. So I sourced one from a farmer. And in
Nice.
these situations where I want farmers to succeed, I'm not lowballing them. I'm paying a fair price. So the profit won't be as large, but I didn't do all the work. I just had a platform to sell it. So I'm not trying to rob people of their hard-earned profit. So Swanson Family Farm LLC.com and Swanson Family Farm on all platforms.
Yes, absolutely, man. Listen, have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and once again, congratulations. You're about to go ahead and move it on in. Yes, sir.
I cannot wait.
Let's get it. But thank you so much, Farmer Wayne, everybody.